Blog Talk Radio. In the mix.
With Fat Man West Coast.
Who is that? The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. Let y'all niggas know right now. Word of the mother, for real, for real. That's it, the truth. Y'all lying.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm nigga who bite rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. Nigga, I pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scold your men. Unload 10 in broad daylight, get right. Fuck your life, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop mine from growing, I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the Mac 10, use a dick blower. Trying to speak the done language, what the drilly with that though? It ain't banging, you hooked on Marphonics, infamous bond. Lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't a wildin' out for the night. Fist thrower, rusty shank cola. We live this shit.
It's the real shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you pump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. It's the real shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you pump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
Yo, the P-Rock 40-inch cables. Drinking white label. My chain hang down on my dick, my piece bang glass tables. Diamonds and guns before the fame duke. A nigga like me hold text. Are you the same too? Going through the emotions. A gun holding, long shotguns down my pants, leg limping. Killer B, you still living. Even my pops too, he taught me how to shoot when I was 7. I used to bust shots crazy. I couldn't even look because the loud sound used to scare me. I love my pops for that. I love my nigga, he black. I take the life of anybody trying to change what's left. And through all of that, a nigga ain't scared to death. All y'all brand new niggas just scared to death. I spent too many nights sniffing coke, getting right. Wasting my life, now I'm trying to make things right. Grand open some gates, invest in the rag business. Do things for the kids, a little done. Build a jungle gym behind the crib so they can enjoy youth. CBRs and VCRs, ATVs and big screen TVs. Nigga please, don't make me have to risk my freedom. We worked our whole life for this, you get your shit beaten.
For real.
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Let's go. Good morning everybody. How is everybody doing this morning? It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We up this morning doing the damn thing. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, that's been rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? It is a beautiful morning this morning. Of course, we made the wake-up list. So I want to thank the good Lord for waking us up this morning. Your boy Fat Man is kind of tired this morning. I'm dragging a little bit. Oh, it's been already started out to be a productive week. Shout out to Northtown, Las Vegas. I was over there yesterday. In the neighborhood. Give it back to the neighborhood. Over there serving tacos to the little kids. And everything. Shout out to my business partner, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Kenny Black keeps it popping out here. in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Me and this man have been business partners for a very long time. It's just crazy right now. Big shout out to my man Kenny. I believed in Kenny when nobody else was believing in Kenny. You know what I'm saying? And my man is doing the damn thing. We do this taco pop-up. You know what I'm saying? Black Tacos. You know, shout out to everybody that came through yesterday for Black Tacos. We are just blessed beyond measure. And that's one of the things that we stress on the morning show is, making sure that we are connected with the communities, making sure that we are connected with the people in the community. That's what's important, to do something in our communities instead of talk about it. We be about it, you know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, for coming out yesterday, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it again today. Right about 5 o'clock, we'll be over there, you know what I'm saying? But like I said today, your boy Fat Man is a little tired, you know what I'm saying? I'm 53 years old, you know what I'm saying? Praise God, I'm still here, able to keep on keeping on, you know what I'm saying? So I just make sure that we give thanks every morning. We made the wake-up list this morning. Y'all know how I get down. Y'all already know how we do it here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We made the wake-up list, so we make sure that we give thanks this morning. So I need everybody right now to close your eyes and bow your heads, all right? Dear Lord, we come to you this morning on a Tuesday morning. We come to you humbly, and we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for waking us up. We know that a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. We know a lot of people didn't wake up yesterday morning and the morning before that. But we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for bringing us together this morning. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind this morning and our sensible mind this morning, Lord Jesus, that we're not even thinking about crazy stuff. We thank you that I can see, I can hear, I can touch, I can walk, I can talk, I can raise my hands and thank you this morning. I want to thank you for everybody that's listening to this show. I want to thank you, and I need you to bless everybody that's listening to this show. A lot of people waking up this morning, Lord Jesus, telling me that they're not feeling good. A lot of people waking up this morning, Lord Jesus, and texting me and telling me they just can't keep on keeping on today. And I need you to touch them right now, Lord Jesus. I need you to touch them right now, Lord Jesus. I need you to take all of that away from them, all of that affliction, all of that depression, all of that anxiety. I need you to take it away from them right now, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for this morning. I thank you for this morning. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. 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 Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it is, y'all. 8:14 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It is already 92 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Look here. Hit us up, 657-383-0199. Y'all know, share the link, share the link. Call your friends, call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call everybody and everything, and let them know that the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show is live and in full effect with your boy Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. We do this every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all my people out there on the East Coast, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right? So big shout out to everybody out there on the East. I know y'all up. I know y'all working. I know y'all grinding it out. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic, of course, you know, today is Taco Tuesday. So you make sure that y'all get ready for Taco Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now. But today's topic for Taco Tuesday is pandemic trauma. Are you alone? Are you afraid to be alone? I must say that again. pandemic trauma. I was doing some research yesterday. I was watching some shows and everything, and the people that aren't taking this pandemic in a positive way or in a time to get themselves together, you guys are sitting at home and you're tripping because you are alone. Don't get me wrong, I did the same thing, but the one thing that I didn't turn to was drinking heavy, was eating constantly, and wallowing in my depression. Okay, these are three things that people are turning to, and it's not a good look. They're eating more because they're nervous and they're bored and this, that, and the other. They're upset because they're alone. You don't have to be alone during anything. You know what I'm saying? And they're sitting there not taking this time to get to know the higher power within them, or getting close to their Lord Jesus Christ, like most people were supposed to do. I honestly think the good Lord shut this world down and started this man-made pandemic to make us be aware of the goodness of God, of the grace of God, and the mercy of God. You know what I'm saying? And if you didn't take this time to get to know yourself like you were supposed to, if you didn't take this time to be with yourself like you were supposed to, if you didn't take this time to get to know your significant other like you were supposed to, then shame on you. I'm seeing celebrities, I'm seeing people on their FaceTime and on social media literally crying because they are alone. Look here, sweetie, you came into this world by yourself, you're going to die by yourself. It's good if you got people around and everything like that, but these two journeys you have to make on your own. You better get yourself right with God. You better get yourself right, mind right with God. You better get your mind right with life. We did a show yesterday on release, and relate, okay? Release, relax, and relate. Get your mind together, people. We're going into 2022. This summer is just about over. We're going into 2022. Did you do everything that you were supposed to do in 2021? Or was you too busy worrying about, I'm alone, don't nobody want to be with me, I'll never find a man, I'm going to always be lonely? And you let depression and the devil set in. All right? So Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I need to hear from everybody. Today's high is going to be 111 degrees. It's going to be hot out here today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that y'all stay hydrated. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure that you're eating. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. Make sure you're taking your medicine. Make sure that you are up doing all the things that you're supposed to do for yourself in the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show fashion. If I can say that, y'all. Hit me up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Big shout out to everybody that's been listening to the show. I've been getting good feedback on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank y'all. You know what I mean? And everything like that. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to me this morning that can hear the sound of my voice. I'm waking up and I am on this morning, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. 820. You know what I'm saying? Get us up, y'all.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't went this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. 'Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah, and I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you 'cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long, with my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate your bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking.
Watch me take
all
it.
I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one.
I'm burning purple flowers, it's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning in the belt, move the kids to the heels. Been shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate, still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? In a room full of money out in London as she screams. Baby, I could take it there. Call Marc Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chair.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on
one. I walk around the club, fuck everybody. And all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening. Nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga, I should dust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm focused, might as well say cheese for the pitches. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a dissect a nigga like science. Put it into your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov, it's a slim chance I fall. Olive oil, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes, I swear I'm trying to stop the violence.
All I care about is money, yeah. In the city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. YMCB, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on.
Itching for a scratch.
on, son, I know for sure, cause what you got, there ain't no cure. So take this beat, go home and scratch, but stay away from me, cause it's easy to catch.
Get me down
in every way.
mistaken, if that's what they said, and tomorrow is going to be 114. So listen, y'all, it's time to wake your ass up. It's time to know what's going on around you. Wake up and be aware of what's going on in front of you. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go, y'all.
I ain't nothing like you fucking rap niggas. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga. I ain't nothing like you fucking rap niggas. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga. B12 in the valet, black on black, nigga. SA in the valley, do my tax, nigga. White boy in Manhattan, pay my tax, nigga. Drive out to the head just to relax, nigga. I stopped smoking weed and I relapsed, nigga. Travel around the world and I came back, nigga. Worth a couple million, that's a fact, nigga. But I am nothing like you fucking rap niggas. I own all the rights to all my rats, nigga. German plates with sheepskin on my mats, nigga. Murder rate increasing if I snap, nigga. Ain't no hanging out, we take y'all off and double back, nigga. Open trust accounts, deposit racks, nigga. $1 million life insurance on my flesh, nigga. Beamers, Benz, Bentley's, Duralex, nigga. Ferraris in them Lambos, that's what's next, nigga. I ain't nothing like you fucking rap, nigga. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga. I ain't nothing like you fucking rap, nigga. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga. AMG Mercedes back to back, nigga. Chopper to his face, now that's a rap, nigga. Streets talking, that's a rap, nigga. Yo, P.O. call you up, look, that's a trap, nigga. Beat that case, that was that, nigga. Told the world, look, I'm back, nigga. Sank my deal, then I crack, nigga. They folded, so I left, nigga. Can't a motherfucker tell me shit, nigga. We the no limit of the West, nigga. Percy Miller at his best, nigga. Jigga with the Rollie in the back, nigga. Acne jeans and Giuseppe's, nigga. Serving fiends off the steps, nigga. Murder sprees for the set, nigga. All facts ain't no motherfucking threat, nigga. I ain't nothing like you fucking rap, nigga. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga. I ain't nothing like you fucking rap, nigga. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spend a thousand on some t-shirts up at Saks, nigga.
Nevada. What's going on, everybody? Good morning, 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 good morning. 92 degrees out here, 8:39 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody is up and enjoying their morning. Wake your ass up. Get your ass out of bed. Start your day. I hope you're starting a productive week this week. You know what I'm saying? You got to start a productive week off. You know what I mean? So that means you got to get up on Monday morning and get up and start doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you're supposed to be doing it, and what time you're supposed to be doing it. And don't be late doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all know how we do it. We get down like this every morning, Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. Big shout out to everybody around the world. Because this show is worldwide, okay? I just need everybody to know that. You know what I'm saying? You got people listening to us in Zimbabwe right now. You got people listening to us in Africa right now. You got people listening to us in Germany right now. Sweden, Poland, Turkey, the Philippines, Korea, Argentina, Canada, just to name a few places besides the 50 states in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, like I said, y'all make sure y'all tell a friend that we are on the air right now. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? Today is Taco Tuesday, and today's topic is pandemic trauma. Are you afraid to be alone? The reason why I'm asking this question is because the research that I've been doing and some of the filming that I've been seeing with the so-called big-time celebrities, reality stars, and this and the other, you guys don't know how to be alone, and that's sad. You don't know how to be alone, you know what I'm saying? And that's sad to say. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know what anybody else's sign or anything like that. Sagittariuses are introverts. We're alone as it is. We don't want to be bothered with nobody most of the time. We don't want to be talking to nobody most of the time. We don't like large crowds some of the time. We like to be alone. And I think the older that a Sagittarius gets, they like to be alone. They like to be to themselves. They like to deal with their significant other. They like to be, in the case for a man, he likes to be with his woman. He likes to be around his woman and everything like that, or the woman that he's dating and things like that. So if you're not used to that, or not into that, then we're usually by ourselves. We come alone, we leave alone, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, unless we're dating somebody and that person wants to be around us just as much as we want to be around them. But other than that, we are to ourselves. We don't get very many invites out because people think that we are the party people, and because we are the life of the party, we're always at a party. No, we're not. We're basically at home doing research, spending times with ourselves, spending times with our family, our kids, or our significant other. I've noticed that a lot of people don't know how to be alone. They don't know how to deal with themselves alone. They don't know how to, they finally had to get to know, and I've said this before, you finally had to get to know the man that you called your significant other, your husband, your boyfriend, your side piece, whatever the hell you've been calling him. You finally had to slow down and get to know him after all these years. Vice versa, the man that's been so-called working and at the studio and this, that, and the other finally had to slow down and deal with that woman that he's been seeing on an in-and-out basis in his own home. Y'all didn't even know each other until this pandemic came around. And when the pandemic came around, y'all had to sit there, lay there in the bed, and finally talk to one another. You finally had to get into each other. You finally had to ask find out what the other one is thinking and the thoughts and this, that, and the other. When you're cooped up like that, now my thing is this, if you was cooped up in a jail cell, I could see y'all flipping out and everything like that. But most of y'all got these big luxurious homes and townhouses and things like that. You couldn't find nothing to occupy your time every day during a pandemic for 1 year. We as Sagittarius do this shit every day. I've been doing it every day for 53 years. I've been finding something to occupy my time and everything like that. If I want to go out, I go out by myself. If I want to go to the movies, sometimes I go by myself. If I want to go out to eat, sometimes I go by myself. We don't get offers like that. I don't have people calling me. Y'all may think so because I am a popular radio show host and so forth and so on and do podcasts and this and the other. You think my phone would be ringing off the hook? No, my circle is very, 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 very small. People don't call me like y'all think they do. People ain't asking Fat Man West Coast to come out and hang out and this and the other like you think they are. And some of that is due to me because I don't want to be bothered. If it's not about the money, if it's not about furthering what I'm doing or this, that, and the other, or us working together and getting money together, I usually back up off of it because I got enough friends. I got enough best friends. I got enough people claiming to be my friend and this, that, and the other, and everything like that, which you know what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure you are. I'm pretty sure the people that's listening understand what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You want to find somebody that's going to be down to the ground with you, that's going to be loyal to the soil with you. You know what I'm saying? That's going to have your back like you have yours. Once again, it's called reciprocation. But what I was talking about was the pandemic trauma because the people was doing on FaceTime. And just go through FaceTime and YouTube. You'll see people honestly self-destructing on a YouTube channel, Facebook page, IG, or this, that, and the other, because you were alone. Did you ever think the good Lord wanted you to be alone? Did you ever think the good Lord wanted you to slow your ass down long enough to hear him speak to you? I honestly believe this was the meat and potatoes of what this pandemic was about. You just had to get into it spiritually. And I'm glad I did. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. I need all my big girls to wake your ass up right now, y'all, because we about to get it in.
For all my gorgeous, healthy sisters all around the world, I'm talking the 175 and up club. The we cook good, we eat good, we look good.
Hey, she ain't fat, bro. She ain't fat, bro. She ain't fat, bro. Hey, she ain't fat, bro. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what
hey,
I taught you.
Yeah. She ain't fat, bro.
Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't trippin',
but
she
juicy.
It is that slim I want to do.
I'm
better.
I'm talking cook, clean kids, man, and swallow a dick.
Woo.
You never see a big hoe begging for shit.
Nope.
And if you fuck her good, she might buy you a whip.
Come on.
And if you say you love her, she might pay the rent. You know I'm from Atlanta, home of Georgia peaches. Cornbread booties fill up the bleachers. I wanna kick back up, slap, drop in the pussy. Big girl a freak, man, you know that she with it.
Hey,
home fleek, pretty teeth, bitch, fuck being skinny. And if your nigga ain't with it, then fuck being with him. And if your nigga can't hit it, then hit up a nigga. I be off in that pussy like,
she ain't bad, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what
hey,
I thought you said.
She ain't bad, bro.
Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't trippin'.
Hey.
She juicy. Anything in a slim I want to do.
Anything.
I'm
better.
I'm BBW period.
Hey.
Anything in a slim I want to do.
Anything.
She can
do
better.
Hey.
She just had a baby and she gained a little weight.
Damn,
bye, 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 6, 7, and 8. How about a small ass and little titties is out the gate. I'm seeing her later on and she know I'm bringing a plate.
Get
that shit out of here. My baby said she needs some on her palate. You should see the way she's straddling. She deserves Texas Roadhouse. Fuck rally. Yeah, she might be a lay around, but she looked just like the other land down.
I said so myself.
When she bent over, it's a full moon. Say, girl, you gon' fuck around your nigga to a well with.
She ain't bad, bruh. Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what
hey,
I thought you said.
She ain't bad, bruh.
Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't chubby.
Hey.
She juicy.
It is in a slumber.
I want to do
I'm
BBW period.
Hey.
Little mama got a body like the guy who got Bin Laden. Fanny on her like a potty dancer hotter than Wasabi. Got me looking at the bomb cities on the Nagasaki. Gotta drop a kamikaze, Magic City, call me Copperfield. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Booty flapping like it wasn't nothing to a hoe.
This dish named Delicious and took up an interest. I put in some wings and then tried to envision how my dick would fit up in the pussy from the back.
Hey.
Over here just doing math. I'ma need Ike Noon, Kama Sutra, Martin Luther King Jr. for that booty I can dream.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what
hey.
I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't chubby, hey. She juicy.
Anything a slim hoe wants to do.
Anything
she can do. I'm BBW curious.
Hey. Anything a slim hoe wants to do.
Big mama, big mama, big mama, ooh, big mama, big mama, ooh, big mama, bitch, get off my foot.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast. So wake your ass up morning show, y'all. You know how we get down. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Tell a friend, tell her, share a show, share the link, this, that, the other. Today's topic is... It's Taco Tuesday. Don't forget, y'all. So, you know, we got to make sure that we letting everybody know where to pop up because it's going down today, but it's awfully hot today. So we may not be doing the pop up until later on this evening, but we would definitely, 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 definitely let you be the first to know where the pop up is going down today. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, hit us up at 657-383-0199. Today's topic is pandemic trauma. Are you afraid to be alone? You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into my big homie right now. I love the way he start off music sometimes. I used to expect him to be like, look here, y'all motherfuckers better get your hands up and stand up for Jesus. And I used to be like, wait a minute, player. We in church, bro. Check this out, y'all. Y'all already know who this is. We going to do it like this, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Take it away, my brother.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP!
Oh, yeah, we have a birthday. Oh, yeah,
are you with me?
Oh, yeah, we have a birthday.
Tacos, bro.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast. The best mixers.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
In the mix with the blend kids.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast. West Coast. West Coast.
West Coast. In the mix.
In the mix. In the mix. With Fat Man West Coast.
Mix it up, D-Duppy, you bad man.
You're rocking with the best, the best.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Fat Man West Coast, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's time for y'all to get your asses up out of bed. Get your day started. You know what I'm saying? Get your day started. Get up. Like Big Mama used to say, get up, brush your teeth. Brush your teeth, wash your face. You'll feel much better and everything. Get up and put some clothes on. Get your day started. Just don't lay there in the bed, even though we still do. Don't let the devil come in and sit beside you and dictate what your day is going to be. You know what I'm saying? First of all, you need to be thanking God that you woke up this morning. I do every morning. You know what I mean? I make sure that I pray or say something to make sure that I'm connecting with my Lord and Jesus and my Savior, Jesus Christ, okay? I mean, you've got to have a spiritual balance. I don't understand how people don't know how to be alone yet. And we're getting older, sweetie. We're not getting any younger. If you can't be alone and get your thoughts together, how can you be a real adult? You got to think. This is a thinking world. Even though a lot of people aren't thinking, but you got to think. Especially if you got kids, or you got people looking at you, or you're a public figure, or things like that. It's cool to be honest. You know what I mean? But where I come from, you don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, and your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You keep things at a minimum. You can share. You watch who you share with. You watch who you exchange energy with. When you connect with a person is supposed to motivate you to do and want to be better than you was yesterday. Not wallow in the same shit that you wallowing in and sitting back and complaining about what the hell you're complaining about. Now y'all both complaining to each other. You know what I'm saying? So this is why pandemic trauma. Are you afraid to be alone? Hell no, I'm not afraid to be alone. I get lonely, but I am not afraid to be alone. I am not afraid to be by myself. I am not afraid to spend time with myself. I am not afraid to get into my own thoughts and get into me. It's just that I'm just now learning how to do that after all these years. Excuse me. And when you learn how to do that, and you learn how to start thinking about yourself more than others, and putting yourself in front of others, putting God in front of you, a lot of things start turning around. A lot of things start opening. A lot of things start coming to light. It's like GE. Like, you remember the commercial GE? They bring good things to light and shit. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I mean? When you start putting God first, a lot of things change. So if you didn't take this time to put him first during a man-made pandemic, this is why you're afraid to be alone. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. Hit me up, 657-383-0199. Share the link. Of course, like I said, y'all know my show archives. So if you missed any of my shows, you could go back and get the link and listen to the show 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. What I'm doing is creating my own history. When I'm dead and gone, my daughter can go back and my children and my grandkids can go back and listen to their grandfather on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's rock.
Big Herb Boomtown.
When I wake up in the morning, you're the first thing on my mind. I smell your fragrance in my clothing. It makes me look forward to be with you. Gonna tear it up tonight. So get yourself ready. We're gonna move it steady. Makes me wanna zoom right through the phone. No fun being alone. Girl, you're my fantasy. You're the only one for me. You still hide the bag.
I wanna be with you.
I'm addicted, I need you.
when you're next to me. I don't wanna crowd you. Sometimes I don't know what to do. You're my world. I can't wait.
Tear it up,
so get yourself ready.
We're gonna move a step on.
Makes me wanna zoom,
makes me wanna zoom
right through the phone. No fun being alone. Girl, you're my fantasy. You're the only one for me.
Break your heart, so don't break mine. My soul, my mind, my heart needs more time. I know that you're mine. No hard feelings, stop crying. My life meant your style. I'll wait, but it's been a while. I love your sweet smile. I can run, but it's been miles. Finding myself took a few years to come out of my shell. Wouldn't want this with anybody else. I know my worth, I'm just loving thyself. Baby, you're one of a kind. Don't need nobody, girl, you are a dime. Pistol cocked back, we shoot this one last time. Promise I won't break your heart, so don't break mine.
Yes sir, it's Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. touching up. It's an excessive heat warning today. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the day. Today is going to be 111. I'm sorry. It is not going to be 108. This is going to be 111 today. So my thing is this. I know everybody now is wishing for the fall to get here. And I want the fall to get here. Oh, it's too hot. It's too hot. It's too hot. Well, I tell you what. We going to think like it's September up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. I need y'all to get up right now. Get up right now and hit me up, 657-383-0199. Get your ass up, y'all, because we going to think like it's September.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I hope everybody is getting their ass up. I hope you dancing I hope you dancing at the sink and everything and shaking your butt while you're brushing your teeth or washing your face or this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And making sure that you stay masked up. Make sure that you using your sanitizer and this, that, and the other. And make sure that you are using water on your ass at least once or twice a day. And this, that, and the other. Because some people be, and this, that, and the other. You ever went around somebody and get a, you ever went around somebody and started smelling sour cream and shit? You'd be like, what the fuck? I'm smelling sour cream. Who did opened up some potato chips up in here? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It makes you go oops upside somebody's head. You know what I mean? But like I said, it's the morning show. And we're going to do it like this, y'all. So I need y'all to get your asses up. And I need y'all to just start moving from side to side. You know what I'm saying?
I'm back at it again. Radio station is WGAP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe snappers, and you love lappers. I want y'all to say this with me. Change.
the funk.
I don't want to be me.
Take all of me. Take all.
all you want from me until you get it.
Baby, keep on using me until you use me.
Are you hungry?
I got a body for the
girl. Are you homeless?
I got a house and home.
Are you driving?
I got a level outside.
Stop me walking.
Why don't you come and take a ride?
I want you.
Tell me, take my hand.
I need you.
I wanna be your friend.
I know you choose me. Stop playing the game, baby. Why don't you do some help us out?
Yes, sir. It's a wake your ass up morning show, y'all. Excuse me. 9:33 a.m. Listen, y'all. It's like 26 minutes left in the show. We about to slide, slipping and slide up out of here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank y'all for rocking with me and everything. And hold on. Let me do this real quick.
It's the number one DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast. In the mix with the blend cure.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast.
Yes. You know, 9:35 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 95 degrees. You know what I'm saying? The high today will be 111 degrees outside. And we're going to do the taco pop-up, but just later on this evening. I don't know if we're going to be out there. I don't know if I'm going to be out there in no 111 degree weather. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Honorable mention to my man, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? For being out in the community. You know what I'm saying? He makes sure we do our community work. You know what I'm saying? Being out in the community and everything and making things happen. You know, big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? And thank him for involving me in the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with what he's doing. And everything, we are honored and we are privileged to work with Kitty Black and Black Tacos and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him. Big shout out to everybody that's been listening to us. Like I said, share the show. For the people that missed the show archives and it plays back right after this show is over. Right now you're listening to a live show. With your boy Fat Man West Coast, you know, hosting live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 95 degrees out here, 9:36 a.m. Make sure that you tune in Monday through Friday 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. I'm pretty sure they're at lunch. They're on their lunch break, people that's working and everything like that. And big shout out to the people that's working, that's getting up and going back to work and working full time. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my business owners, that businesses are open and thriving. You know what I'm saying? If you need a job, you need to come on out here to Vegas, because they are hiring any and everybody to work these positions, because they don't have enough people working these positions, because they're getting more money in unemployment than they are working. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to everybody out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. A tourist just won $1.39 million at the Sahara Hotel on a $3.75 bet on Buffalo Grand. Okay, so if you out here, you never know, you could come out here and put your money down on a bet and leave out of here a millionaire. This is the only place that I know that you can come out here and make a small investment and leave with a large return. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Only in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Share the show. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know that the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show is live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show, supporting the show, supporting myself, supporting Unsigned Magazine and the Unsigned Hype Radio Broadcasting Company. We are planning on doing a lot. I've been planning on doing a lot, I have to be honest. You know what I'm saying? To go back to our topic, and of course our topic this morning was pandemic trauma. Are you afraid to be alone? You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be alone. I don't like being lonely. You know what I'm saying? This is why I understand why people get pets. They keep their grandkids around. They keep people around. Don't get me wrong. There is times when I do like to be alone. I do like to be to myself and things like that, to get my thoughts together and get my direction together. I used to think that I had my thoughts and direction together, until the older I got, the more I had to deal with my health, the more I had to deal with people. I honestly think that people helps will make us age quicker, because we're dealing with other people's feelings, emotions, attitudes, and things like that. And if they're not on the same level that you're on, or on the same path that you're seeking in life, then that's where the clash comes in at. You know what I'm saying? So this is why we sit here, we talk about how we want to communicate with somebody, how communication is so important. But are you truly communicating with your significant other? Are you taking the time to ask them, whether if they're listening or not, how was your day today? What did you do today? What happened at work today? And honestly sit there and listen to them. I don't know if that's going on, because if it was, a lot of people wouldn't feel alone as they do in relationships, let alone in life. You know what I'm saying? So if you're still feeling alone in a relationship, and this is where a lot of these conversations came in at, you know what I'm saying? Because they wasn't connecting during this pandemic. They wasn't interacting during this pandemic. It was like two cold fish laying up in the bed. You know what I mean? And my thing is this, no matter if you're married, dating, fiance, about to get married, living together, shacking up or something like that, if you were spending time or was privileged enough to have somebody spend time with you or be there with you during this pandemic, as we was locked down for a whole year and some odd months, then you was blessed. If you didn't interact, if you didn't be sexual, if you didn't explore your sexuality with your significant other during this time and get your true feelings out on the table, then shame on you. If you didn't take this time to get closer to your God, the man upstairs, the Almighty, then shame on you. If you didn't take the time to sort out your business and sweep your own carpet and get your own shit together before you go and sweep somebody else's carpet and try and check them about what they're not doing and what they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing and who they're supposed to be doing it with, then shame on you. It was up to you to dig within and get within yourself and dig within your inner self just to see what's ticking. You ever do a self-analysis check to make sure that your shit is firing off on all four cylinders? Make sure that your elevator is going all the way to the top of the building. Make sure that your bread is done all the way in the middle. Some people bread ain't done all the way in the middle and shit, you know what I'm saying? And they trying to tell us how the bread is done, and it's like, no, no, you still a little doughy in the middle. You know, it's like when a baby is born. Y'all know when a newborn baby is born, they got a soft spot in the middle of their head. Their head ain't developed all the way. So they got a soft spot in the middle of their head. You have to tell people and everything in so many words. You still got a soft spot in the middle of your head, sweet thing, and everything. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing, I don't want to injure that soft spot or damage it or influence, put more influence on you than you can handle. I think it's time for us to grow up, America. I think it's time for people to grow up and be who they are. Stay in your lane, but grow the fuck up. Be an adult. Take the responsibility that you should have took long time ago. Should nobody have to tell you to take care of your own business, take care of your own child, this, that, and the other, take out the garbage, things like that. It's just some things that people should do and should do and supposed to do because you are an adult. I know you get tired of being responsible. Trust me, I do too. You get tired of being responsible and everybody. That's like I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine. She was telling me about the grasshopper and the ant and everything. You know what I'm saying? That was storing up their food for the winter. You know what I mean? The ant was storing up the food for the winter and everything, constantly working. The grasshopper was partying and everything, and yeah, and all of that and everything. And didn't store no food. So when it got down to wintertime and this, then the other, the grasshopper was hungry because he couldn't go out because he was going to go out and he was going to die. And he was dying. And the ant had to share some of his food with them. So moral to the story is, look here, stop sweeping your own carpet. Stop sweeping somebody else's carpet before you sweep your own. Everything, and do what you're supposed to do to take care of what you're supposed to take care of in your development, in your dwelling, in your household, in your business, in your establishment, in your brick and mortar, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? And everything, and learn how to be alone. Learn how to be to yourself. Learn how to communicate with others. And trust me, everything that I'm saying goes for me too. This ain't like a dictatorship. This ain't like a, I'm going to give y'all, because I'm good at giving advice. I'm just bad at following my own damn advice. That's what that is. Listen, y'all, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. I appreciate y'all for rocking and rolling with me. Y'all been doing this with me every day. Like I said, your boy is tired and everything, and I'm gonna get me some rest, and I'm gonna put my feet up, get me some rest and relax, enjoy the day. You do the same. You have a great day, a great Tuesday morning, Taco Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the day. Go out, have me some tacos and everything like that. Come over here to the north end, give me a text and everything. I'll let you know where the taco pop up is today. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that was rocking with the show this morning. We love y'all. Take care of one another. Stay positive, okay? do something positive. Be kind to somebody. Be kind. Do an act of kindness. You know what I'm saying? Help somebody out there short at the cash register or something like that there. If you see somebody asking for money, give them a dollar. It don't hurt to give somebody a dollar. You're going to spend it on something else, probably frivolous anyway. So share it. Be kind. Say something nice. Be nice. Let somebody get ahead of you in the line. Do an act of kindness today. It will make you feel much, 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 much better. You know, I try and do it whenever I go to the grocery store or anything like that there. Try and do an act of kindness because I would like somebody to do an act of kindness for me or for my children. If something was going on and they were out and they needed some help, I would like somebody to be there genuinely to help them from the heart, not to help them and they're going, you know, take advantage of them or anything like that there. So do that, and don't be afraid to take 5 seconds out of your day and say, thank you, Jesus. It doesn't hurt. It only, that took less than 5 seconds. Just say thank you, Jesus, for the things that you don't have. Just say thank you, Jesus, for the things that you wish you could have. Just say thank you, Jesus, for the things that you got. Look here, y'all. I'm your boy, Fat Man West Coast, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and myself. I want to thank y'all. God bless, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.